So you were speaking a minute ago about your sons and skiing through the schools. And mm-hmm. I mean, how else would you describe what other kinds of changes? And you know, I guess if you describe the stow that your children were growing up in versus the stow today.
Well, they did a lot of things I never knew about until they were adults and had left home and came home and told me stories. When they had the big flood in Stowe. In the 70s, was it? I can't remember now. I have a photograph of a line halfway up the back entrance to the Green Mountain Inn where the water had risen. And it was because a culvert had backed up. And I said, oh, yes, I know that culvert well. We used to run through it to get to the river. So, you know, I didn't know he did that. But you know, I have stories about my kids and stuff, but they really don't relate to it. It's sort of a general overall. Everybody has their own stories about their own kids and stuff and what they did when they were growing up.
Sure.
Nothing that affected anything seriously.
So any major changes that you see, though, in terms of what it would be like to be moving into Stowe today versus the, the Stowe that you were raising
your
children?
Well, it's interesting that people still do what they did back then. This looks like the most wonderful place to live. This looks like a super place to have a business. And they buy a business without knowing anything about it and suddenly discover the reality of being in business.
Was that how it was for you?
No, I think the experience of having my mother help me that first year taught me everything I sort of needed to know about what we were doing. And I kept the books for us. And when I went to open my big shop, I went to what was then the Mountain Trust Company to borrow money. And I developed a business plan. I didn't know about business plans, but I knew you needed one, and I knew what was to be expected. And they lent me the money. And afterwards, I asked somebody if they did that because my son was working for one of the trustees of the bank. And they said, no, it was based on your plan. So I don't know. You just need common sense and realistic expectations. And people still don't have them. And they come wanting this wonderful bucolic rural life, and then they want it all to look like exactly what they left. I mean, look at the development up at the mountain. It's sidewalks and street lamps and cheek by jowl living, heated streets. And that's not living in the country, but they think that's what they want. You know, so that I don't think that aspect has changed at all. And I still see the town as it's not as stable as it was in terms of population. People come to town. We do have, you know, clean air. We have a good school system. And the parents are invested in their children's activities and the school. But I really have a feeling that once the kids are grown and out of town, they move on. This is not where they're going to spend their old age.
Was it that case with your children's generation?
No, I think everyone I know who, that's a good question. Everyone I know who was a lodge owner who had kids, raised the kids, and the kids went off and they stayed.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is where we lived.
The kids went off and
the
parents
kids went
stayed.
Off and the parents stayed. Now I have a feeling that once the kids go off, the parents are going off also.
I see.
I don't see a lifetime commitment. In fact, it makes me feel guilty that I'm leaving town.